It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 9th, 2020. Today is the birthday of American politician and capitalist Leland Stanford, born in Watervliet, New York in 1824. A United States senator from California and one of the builders of the first American transcontinental railroad, Stanford is often grouped with the 19th century entrepreneurial tycoons who were labeled robber barons by their critics and captains of industry by their champions. Migrating to California from New York at the time of the gold rush, he became a successful merchant and wholesaler and continued to build his business empire. He spent 1 2-year term as governor of California after his election in 1861 and later 8 years as a senator. As president of Central Pacific Railroad beginning in 1861 and later as head of the Southern Pacific, he had tremendous power in the region and a lasting impact on California. Stanford's father was a successful farmer. Young Stanford attended the local common schools until 1836 and was tutored at home until 1839. He attended Clinton Liberal Institute in Clinton, New York, and studied law at Cazenovia Seminary from 1841 to 1845 when he entered the law office of Wheaton, Doolittle, and Hadley in Albany. After being admitted to the bar in 1848, Stanford moved with many other settlers to Port Washington, Wisconsin, where he began a law practice with Wesley Pierce. On September 30, 1850, he married Jane Elizabeth Lathrop in Albany, New York. The couple did not have any children for several years until their only child, a son, Leland DeWitt Stanford, was born in 1868 when his father was 44. Stanford practiced law in Wisconsin from 1848 to 1852 before moving to Sacramento, California, where he achieved much success in retailing, mining supplies, and general merchandise. He also became active in local politics. A Republican, he served as governor of California from 1862 through 1863. He invested heavily in the plan to build a transcontinental railroad, and when the Central Pacific was organized in 1861, he became its president. He was also instrumental in the success of the Central Pacific, which was built eastward to join with the Union Pacific at Promontory, Utah in 1869. He also played a major role in railroad development throughout California and the Southwest. Stanford and his wife founded Stanford University in 1885 as a memorial to their only child who had recently died. It opened in 1891. And today, the university campus largely occupies Stanford's former Palo Alto, California farm. He died of heart failure in 1893 at age 69. Stanford left an estate worth more than $18 billion based on today's valuation. His legacy is marred by his personal failings and ethical lapses, but the university he founded remains one of the great intellectual communities of the modern world. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 9th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.